This is ATS member Freedom ERP with a podcast reply to Kid Cudi in response to my podcast in reply to his podcast. Well, if you get that one, it depends what time of day it is, but I think you understand the process here. Certainly useful to have members podcasting and another means to debate. Do you take a little bit of an issue with your view that you won't upload any images because you're afraid of what people have to say? That's the whole point, to my mind, of ATS. It's a forum where people will challenge you. It's you've either got to be prepared to accept that and, you know, take the criticism and take that there are some very intelligent and knowledgeable people here who can analyse your images. And yes, you are going to get the few who will just turn around and say, hey, they're rubbish. But I think there are enough people here who can give you help and guidance on what the image is and what the image looks like. But, you know, it just sort of concerns me that you don't want to enter into that debate and dialogue. And who knows, you could have the one image that cracks something open for somebody else. So I'd maybe suggest you rethink that one. Yeah, you are always going to get people on here who are going to call you a nut job and a wacko and you faked it. But guess what? If you genuinely believe that those images are real, why should you care what anybody else thinks? If they choose to diss them and won't listen to you and give you a fair debate, I'm going to be quite happy to jump in and say, sorry, this person's come to us. It's not up to us to criticise and humiliate him. It's up to us to prove the point of why we don't think the pictures are genuine and they're faked. So I just sort of think about that one. Also, just wanted to sort of touch on a couple of things you said about, you know, that, you know, there are good candidates. Well, I have to go back to this as the some of the points I was raising in my earlier podcast as well. Why would aliens travel millions of miles, thousands of light years, just because there was somebody here that has a good candidate? A good candidate for what? You know, and I appreciated that you enjoyed the joke about, you know, sticking something up your butt. But, you know, if you read and listen to what some of these people say, you could get the impression that aliens travel to this planet so that they can stick things in people. Well, yeah, you can take that as if they were thinking of us as a farming project and they wanted to understand where we were in a genetic program. I can see that. But this thing about, you know, don't really address the point, to my satisfaction, of why do you need to be in a certain frame of mind to communicate, and that only certain people have that ability to communicate, and that if you spent more time outside that you would see these things. I spend a huge amount of time outside. I don't live near the ocean, so I don't spend huge amounts of time looking into the oceans, but I spend a lot of time outside. I spend a lot of time travelling, and so I guess I must just be unlucky then that I've never been picked up or my mindset is wrong. And you also talk about it's not luck that people see UFOs, it's a random thing. Well, sorry, luck and randomization to me are the same thing. You know, luck is the same as a random chance. So I don't see that differential between luck and random. I don't buy into that whole thing if you have to be in the right state of mind to communicate with aliens. Guess what? If they have the capability to travel millions of miles, are you trying to tell me that they can't communicate with everybody and anybody on this planet? It, to me, makes a little bit of a mockery of the sort of whole idea that, you know, someone is special, the aliens think you're special, so that's why they're going to communicate with you. I just don't buy that. I think if your civilization and society has got to a stage where you can travel into interplanetary, intergalactically, into university, you, I think, have gone beyond some of the petty stupidity that happens on our planet right now. You know, you have taken a quantum leap forward, and I just don't think that they're only going to be wanting to communicate with a very small, narrow band of people who... Are you going to disagree with me? Some of the people that have come forward and professed to have been abducted or had, you know, serious contact with aliens, would you believe them? Some of them don't come across that credible, which sort of also makes me think, why would aliens travel millions of miles and pick on someone who they know would have no credibility? Puts me in mind of a quick segment from one of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series, where I think Zaphod Beeblebrox and Ford Prefect. No, it's not. It's Arthur Dent and Ford Prefect are talking about rich kids in their spaceships who come to Earth, find some unsuspecting weirdo, put on some beanie, some bopper things on the top of their head, and pretend to be an alien wandering around going bleep bleep. Is that what we seriously think that aliens are going to do? They're going to come to this planet and that's all they're going to do? Put on some antennae on their head and go around and go bleep 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 to the nearest sucker who no one's going to believe? I just don't buy it. If aliens are here, I think they're here for a very real reason, and all this stuff that people put across, they only want to talk to certain people, I just don't buy it. It's just people trying to maybe make a story out of something that isn't there and make a fast buck out of the UFOs. Well, that's my view. It's Freedom ERP.